I have had enough of this year. I have had enough of 2020. I've had enough of the lies and the cheating and the terrible things going on in this world. And I am ready for an episode of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Shine and turn into a dime. don't repeat her. Many years a slave, took notes from Lapita. You should marvel at the fighting. Feel like Anita, apologize. You denied my people, made IDEF legal. We all paralegal, gotta defend ourselves when the laws ain't equal. Cops aim lethal, death in cathedrals. Bang, bang, boogie, you can die wearing a hoodie.
Alright, sometimes we gotta find our creative. I defeated Father Time, was raised by Mother Nature. In the projects, tenement walls, sudden withdrawals. A true rebel, it's easy to spot the government flaws. Mass confusion, people in power commit collusion. Indoctrinated students, I'm the leader of the movement. Take lifetimes, trying to duck the school to prison pipeline. Disenfranchised, amazing I'm in my right mind. Create change, survive, struggle to maintain. So many lies within the campaign, a damn shame. I'm thinking how will we survive when the freedom that we have is a facade. Yeah.
Can't put it in the hands of fate. Ain't nobody. wasn't that cool, but it was designed by someone to mass produce. And batteries are complicated, man. They take science. Construction, that's the work of scientific minds. You better find yourself a nice big rock, crawl underneath, and hey, that's where you can start making your own shoes and clothes and socks out of, I don't know, pine needles, leaves. What you got? But once you start doing that experiment, oh man, that's science. Asking questions and exploring and using your mind. You gotta stand in that rock and not think a thought, but if you do, don't think about it, because then you know what? You're analyzing yourself. That's some amateur psychology, aka science. If you don't believe in science, maybe you shouldn't believe in yourself. But then maybe you disappear, and that would be some amazing futuristic mind over matter. In other words, science! Oh, we're studying again! That's good, I got some more stuff to say. Here we go.
Ah, I know I sounded upset when this started out, when this show started. Needless to say, I'm still kind of upset, but that's because it's 2020. It's not just 2020, but it's a really intense, complicated, difficult time of 2020, and it was my understanding that this year was going to get simpler and easier, and we were promised a lot of cookies and calm times, and it's not happening, and we got to press forward, but there's no rule that says I have to be happy about it, but there is a rule that says I have to tell you what you just heard here on In You All Along, where you just heard from the Deedle D's with their song, If You Don't Like Science, That's Fine. There was a debate last night, and I cannot endorse a candidate here. I am prohibited from doing that, but I will just say it was definitely one of the messages that science is optional. It's about feelings. That was from their 2020, their June 2020 album, How to Fix America. Those guys are from Brooklyn, New York, and they were preceded by none other than Stevie Wonder showing up like a superhero he is with his brand new song, Can't Put It in the Hands of Fate, telling you not to sit on your behinds just before the election, just like he did. 1974, a couple months ago, I played you You Haven't Done Nothing, which was his big stab at Richard Nixon right before Nixon resigned, in fact. So, Stevie, stepping up to the plate again. That song features Rhapsody, Corday, Chica, and Busta Rhymes with a go-go beat there. Thank you, Stevie. We were wondering when you were going to show up. That was an unintentional pun. Before that, we heard from, who did we hear from? We heard from Life of Saturdays from Wilmington, North Carolina. A Wilmington newspaper called them the best Wilmington band nobody's heard of. Well, you've heard of them now. That was their song, That Kind of Love, from a compilation called Grow, a compilation in support of Black Lives Matter. And that actually comes out on, it's being released officially on the 30th. Of October. You heard it here in a special preview on In You All Along. That's from the Fort Lowell Records label down there in Wilmington, and it benefits the New Hanover County NAACP chapter. So check that out when it comes out on the 30th. We opened up, of course, with the with a song that we have not received a cease and desist order not to play, unlike some people. That was Fortunate Son from Creedence, from back there in 1969, their album Willie and the Poor Boys. Little commentary happening here. I'm sorry. I cannot be explicitly political, but I can make allusions, and I cannot endorse a candidate. And following the rules, I can be explicitly political, but I have to, like, find some form to do that, so I'm not going to express I'm not going to take a position of any kind. Behind me right now is a piece called Artsakhi Bar. It means dance from Artsakh, from the Shorakhen Folk Ensemble. 1996 recording from a compilation called The Music of Armenia, Volume 5, on the worldwide label. Of course, another gesture out to my friends and their friends and family that are in Armenia and who have people dying on the front lines of a war where Armenians are being attacked by the country of Azerbaijan in Artsakh, otherwise known as Nagorno-Karabakh, and we stand with them here and In You All Along. All right, on that note, more good stuff coming up right now.
I'm collectors of paper. I should like to see any power of the world destroy this race, this small tribe of unimportant people whose history is ended, whose wars have all been fought and lost, whose structures have crumbled, whose literature is unread, whose music is unheard, whose prayers are no longer uttered. Go ahead, destroy this race. Let us say that it is again 1915, there is war in the world. Destroy army. See if you can do it. Send them from their homes into the desert. Let them have neither bread nor water. Burn their houses and their churches. See if they will not live again. See if they will not laugh again. See if the race will not live again when two of them meet in a beer parlor 20 years later and laugh and speak in their tongue. Go ahead. A couple of Armenians talking in the world. Go ahead. Try to destroy them. We'll be right back.
Okay, I've calmed down a little bit. I took a walk. I paced around a little bit. Got my head together. If you only had any idea how untrue any of that is, the process of creating a show right now is so out of order, disjointed. It's like when you find out how they film movies, and like they film like three random scenes that happen at like the like in the summertime, and the characters are all skinny, and then they cut to like years later in the wintertime, and they put on like 50 pounds a piece, and they had to film those like a year apart because I don't know. That's kind of how this feels. This is I don't even want to tell you how crazy it is to put a radio show together, pre-recorded in one's living room with one's cat annoyed at the whole thing. But that's what we do. And in doing so, I played you just now. Let's see. Let's go to the notes here. We just heard from Harina de Marco. Featuring Dylan Brady with a song called Illegales. And that is from a compilation on Popcan Records from LA called Sound the Alarm Volume 1, Louder Feelings, with proceeds going to an organization called Streetwatch LA, which is an outreach group that serves the unsheltered communities of LA. I don't really know much about those guys, but I know that I did a little reading up on Harina de Marco, and she's got a really interesting background, as her family had to flee the Dominican Republic because they made protest music that actually got them in a lot of trouble and endangered their lives. And so she's still doing it. She's, I guess, either in the United States or Canada. Anyway, great track there, preceded by a band called Ever Since the Lake Caught Fire from Newcastle upon Tyne in the UK, and that was their song called President, and it was from a compilation called Ever Since the Lake Caught Fire 2005 to 2010, and it came out in 2011. I don't actually know when that song came out, but it was between those years. That was preceded by AB Brothers with a song called My Arza from 2020. And those guys are from Beirut. Beirut, Lebanon, big center of Armenian life in the world, big Armenian community there, refugee spot from the Armenian genocide way back in 1915, and that one features William Saroyan, the famous Armenian-American author, and a passage that is widely quoted from him. There's a sort of sanitized, kind of glib version of it that gets passed around, gets put on like posters and coffee mugs and things. But that was William Saroyan with the actual text in his actual words, recorded from way back then. It's from an essay called "The Armenian and the Armenian," and it's about a couple of Armenians meeting at some random point in the world, and that all the efforts to destroy them, they're going to have a beer and they're going to curse the world that tried to destroy them. And that's what they're going to do. It's true. They'll probably curse a lot of other things. Armenians are very emphatic, emotional people, especially when I'm not supposed to talk about drinking on the air. Anyway, we opened up that set keeping along that theme with a piece called Dule Yaman. And Dule Yaman is an old Armenian lamentation song of like lost love that was a folk song that was discovered in the villages by someone named Gomidas Vartabet. Gomidas was a monk. He was a priest, I guess, and in the early part of the 20th century, late part of the 19th century, and he kind of revolutionized Armenian music, which was either liturgical or folk songs like that, and he wrote down and codified a lot of the folk songs. He rearranged the Armenian liturgy, which was a phenomenal step forward. Like he did things with it that, you know, it's still his liturgy that is used today. Anyway, that song kind of became a hymn, more or less, that people often use in reflecting on the Armenian genocide. I bring this up because right now Armenians are facing the same people, the descendants of the people that committed the Armenian genocide are facing the victims once again, and Armenians are scared, and they're defending themselves. And so if you have any Armenian friends, I say this every week, give them a pat on the back and say, I know you're going through a tough time. But that was from an amazing compilation called From What Strange Place, The Music of the Ottoman American Diaspora, 1916 to 1930. And it's from Canary Records from Baltimore. And I urge you to go online and look up the Canary Records catalog, especially if you're interested in music of the Near East and such, going back a long way. An amazing compilation of stuff. I have barely begun to dig in, but lots of old records, lots of scratchy 78s digitized for your listening pleasure and purchasability. And yeah. So that was that set. We've got one more, so stay tuned.
So president to help him in his time of need. Don't ever get out of bed. Be grateful the business is booming and those crazy things that pop in your head. Don't ever say them to a human. Don't speak before or after one. Don't tweet if it's day or night time. I know you got a lot to say, but in this case there really is no right time. Advice to the president to help him in his time of
is down the drain and my soul's badly bent. You say Beach Haven's heaven where no black ones come to roam. No, no, old man Trump, Beach Haven ain't my home.
Casinos will never see a dime from me, though. No, no, old man Trump, Trump Tower ain't my home. Well, old man Trump looked out one day from his golden tower high. He fixed his gaze upon one house not even he could buy. A black man in the White House was more than old man Trump could stand. And so we'll
Начинаем новости всесоюзного масштаба. Голосуй, не голосуй, Путин все равно у власти. Бюллетень исполосуй, прославляй его и здравствуй. На слоне конем. Скребут детей, в воздухе висит струна. Зайдет множество идей, с рельс сойдет назад трамвай. Из потока красных дат выползает трезвый ум и народный свой мандат, превращая просто в шум.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Okay, I've got a lot to tell you in a very little amount of time here. So, we just heard from Crack Sizzlack from right down in Brockton with the brand new song Police Reform off the new album Dick Gregory for President. Prior to that, we heard from NGTO from Russia with the song Vote. I don't know what they're saying in that song, although I heard Putin's name. So if any Russian listeners, drop by facebook.com/inyoualalong and let us know what I just played. Those guys say they play a style of the punk bands from the USSR using dirty guitars and drum machines. It just came out this week. Before that, we heard from Fake Bodies with their song Trump Supporters, Bad Bacteria. I am endorsing no candidate as is the policy of WNFO. That's from a compilation called Black Lives Blanking Matter from June of this year that benefits the Black Visions Coalition in Minneapolis. Before that, we heard from Middle Class Joe with Old Man Trump, a Woody Guthrie song that he never recorded back in 1954 about Fred Trump, father of the president, notorious housing discriminator, etc. That was their kind of rewriting of that song to update it for modern times. And that is from their 2020 album, In the End, You Will Lose. And we opened up that set with the Chandler Travis Philharmonic from right here in Boston with their song, Advice to the President, from 2018's album of the same name. I think I did it. Yes, I did. Thank you so much for tuning in here to In You All Along one more time. And stay tuned for more canned pre-recorded radio here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network.